The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Hal Bach.
Good morning, John.
Nice to see you again. We were here a couple of weeks ago when you were presented an award by the supervisor, which was very, very nice. And the most important thing that I always like to start the show off is what Project Independence is and what it does for our seniors. And if you need any information whatsoever, always call 311. Because Project Independence is the Town of North Hempstead's initiative to help seniors age in place. And this is done via transportation to and from shopping centers, to and from doctor visits, many different types of mental and physical classes all week long. At any given point in time during the week, there's got to be 5 to 10 different classes going on, whether it's at the Yes We Can Center, Clinton G. Martin, all the different senior centers. It's just a robust community, and Supervisor Bosworth continues to push in this direction. We got a grant last year from Chuck Schumer. I think it was $1 million to continue the busing because seniors, it's tough for them to get around and they want to come to events. They need help. One of the other wonderful things in reference to the town of North Hempstead is the Gold Coast International Film Festival, which is starting in a week or two. In fact, yesterday when I got home in the Anton paper, I think it was, in the Anton paper, I got a wonderful guide. And more importantly, Caroline Surikoff is with us today. And Caroline is the festival director. And I know Caroline for many, many years. And this truly, it's a high point of the Art Center. But also just in the town, it pulls the town together. The Art Center, I don't mean it the way it sounds, but it was in Great Neck, and now it's the entire town. I do mean it the way it sounds. And really, they've expanded it, and it's tremendous. And thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
And I'm going to turn it over to you because I know you were talking with Hal in the beginning of how this came about and the importance of it. It really is because the genre of films, mm-hmm. it runs the gamut. You know, it's tremendous.
So the Gold Coast Art Center, as you mentioned, we're based in Great Neck. We've been around for over 25 years. And at the Art Center, we do classes for people of all ages, and we have free art exhibits and concerts. But many, many years ago, we also added film to our program of offerings. And the reason we did it is because film is the most accessible art form. So people who won't go to a concert or a Broadway show because they're intimidated by it because it's too expensive, because they don't want to drive into Manhattan and get parking. Everybody goes to the movies.
All right, good point.
And it's very affordable. $12, I mean, at least at our film festival, we have many things that are free. And then, $12 a ticket, $15 a ticket is the maximum price for the vast, vast majority of events. So we found many, many years ago when we started this independent film series that this was a way to reach people with a type of entertainment and education that was very hard to find elsewhere in the region. And then 7 years ago, we expanded our year-round film screening program into the Gold Coast Film Festival. So this is our seventh anniversary festival.
Wow.
7 year itch. and this year we have 80 films between feature length and short films. And they really run the gamut in terms of genres of films. So we have comedies and dramas, documentaries. We have foreign films from countries all over the world, France, Spain, Israel, Iran, the UK, Ireland. Our tagline many years ago when we first founded the festival was everyone's invited. And we really take that to heart in that we try to program for as diverse, the extremely diverse populations that exist in Nassau County and Queens.
Okay.
I mean, all of our venues, for the most part, are in Town of North Hempstead, and Town of North Hempstead is our founding sponsor,
right.
And they're fantastic. But we find that actually one of the great things about the film festival is we're drawing people into the Town of North Hempstead from all over the region. Last year, we had people buy tickets from over 180 different zip codes.
Wow, okay.
And so we're getting people from Suffolk, from Queens, from Brooklyn, and the South Shore, and they're all coming to Nassau County to our venues, which are the primary venues are in Port Washington, Great Neck, Manhasset, and Roslyn, and at libraries, at movie theaters. And it's really been a wonderful thing for me to be involved in and wonderful to see it grow.
That's true. You know, I just want to interrupt you for 1 second.
Yeah.
Not only is it coming in to see the theaters, it's coming in for business in the community.
Well, that's what it is.
You're going to a restaurant. You're going out for a drink after a cup of coffee.
Well, that's what it is. We partner with a lot of local businesses so that people get a free glass of wine.
Oh, really?
Or they get a discount on their meal. We have this great film membership program that we started this year. That, you know, you get a card and it gives you discounts at all sorts of retailers throughout the region. And it's something that was one of the prime reasons that the town of North Hempstead was so supportive from day one, not only because they were supportive of the arts and having something like this in the community. I mean, having a film festival, you know, it makes people feel better about their community, but it's also an economic generator. And so that's really, first, you know, one of the primary reasons for us founding the film festival. As the years have gone on, like I said, you know, we've seen so many people from outside the region coming here to partake in all the different films, which I'm sure I'll talk about in a minute,
mm-hmm.
you know, some of the highlights. But we've also, with each year, experiment with new types of programs to bring in new people. So, for example, when you mention, you know, sometimes all the programs that the town of North Hempstead does for seniors through Project Independence. Over the years, we've found that we can supplement what the town of North Hempstead does with some kind of programs that they don't offer. So, for example, we'll have free screenings on Veterans Day for the community during the day. And, you know, every year we do a vintage film that has spotlights issues of war. You know, this year the film is Sergeant York. But we do that every year on Veterans Day. Incidentally, we also offer free tickets for veterans to any film. And that was just part of our commitment when we founded the festival. But we've been adding lots of daytime programs during the week that are free. Specifically for seniors who maybe don't want to go out at night or on the weekends or on a limited budget, so that they can still partake. One program that's been really successful, we started several years ago, is a free screening of short films at the Port Washington Library that we do every year. And that's on Veterans Day also. And this year we added a new program. It's actually a monthly program, but we do have it is being featured during the film festival, called Making Memories with the Movies, which is a program that's specifically for people with Alzheimer's and memory loss and their caregivers. And it's a program that really is designed to bring another population in to be able to enjoy music and film.
Just that I'd like to talk about, the Making Memories. What's the process there? You're going to set up a film. I'm going to bring somebody with me who has Alzheimer's.
Yeah, so we had our first program in October. Okay. And so the second one is November 8th, and then it's a monthly program. And what it is for the Making Memories with the Movies programs, people come with their caregiver to the Art Center. We have a black box theater there, and we set it up very casually with tables and chairs to make it as comfortable as possible for everyone. We have refreshments. Some people bring their lunch. And we have clips of classic films with guided conversation by a social worker. Her name is Marcy Rose, who's fantastic. She's run these programs at Cinema Arts in Huntington for many years. And so we, you know, bringing them to the North Shore. And it's an opportunity to be entertained, to reminisce, to interact with others in your similar situation, for caregivers to be able to have something positive and fun to talk about with their loved one. And the first program that we did last month was unbelievably successful.
Terrific.
And so we're we have a commitment to continuing it. Some of the programs will be based off of movies. Some of them are based off of live music. And it's sing-along and such. So they're really...
When I heard about it, it sounded tremendous. That's why I was just curious.
Yeah, it's a really great program. And we have dozens and dozens. I mean, I think we already have 50 reservations for the one in November.
Okay.
And people calling us and saying things like, why did it take you so long? Like, this is fantastic. Something to do during the afternoon. That's fun. That's not going to a doctor. It's $5 a person.
That's nothing. Okay.
And we have refreshments.
That's fine. People know in advance. But $5 with refreshments and a film and a social worker.
And plus they get to explore, if they're capable and interested, the Art Center's free art exhibits, because we have art exhibits up.
Right.
So it really is a really great afternoon out.
It's something to do.
It's something to do.
Sitting home,
exactly, or just going to physical therapy or to a doctor's appointment. That's been really rewarding to do, and that's what the film festival tries to do every year. Is we really try to add programs that are going to appeal to the wide population that exists in our region. We have people of all, I mean, we have a family film day, and that's for on election day when schools are closed. And so parents or grandparents or caregivers come with their kids, and they get to experience the film festival and see short films for kids and do hands-on art projects. And so there's tons of families that live here. So we do things like that. We always program films that you can take your teen to. There's always a few that are in there. I have a 14-year-old and an 11-year-old, and it's really important to me to expose them to something that I really think that they're going to like, but it's different from what they might normally see. Last year, the film we did was a film called Life Animated, which was about a boy with autism. And we had an audience that was packed, that was, you know, half adults of all ages and half teens. And the parents brought their teens because they wanted to experience the film festival. They heard it was good, whatever. And here they were. They got to see a fantastic film, learn about something that they, you know, might not have known too much about, meet the director and the producer of the film and talk to them, walk the red carpet. I mean, it was fantastic. So the film, we have two films this year that when people call us and say, you know, what should you bring your grandkids or your teens to? But they will appeal to anybody of any age. One of them is called Supergirl, which is, and we've actually had a lot of seniors reserving tickets for this too, because it's a really interesting story. It's a documentary about a preteen Orthodox Jewish girl from New Jersey who happens to hold world records in powerlifting, which sounds crazy because also powerlifting, you compete by weight class. You don't compete by age. So here she was, 9, 10 years old, competing against 30, 40 year olds. And winning, you know, world record title. Right. She happens to be Orthodox Jewish, which just adds an interesting angle to it. So we're screening that film. She's going to be there with her parents. She's now 14. The director and the producer are going to be there. That's on Sunday, November 5th. And also, another film that's been getting a lot of attention that's also that afternoon, this is kind of the kickoff of the festival, is a film called Under Fire, which is a documentary about world-renowned photographer Tony Vaccaro. He's in his late 90s.
Okay.
He lives in Long Island City. He's coming to the screening as well. But Tony Vaccaro, he was on the front lines in World War II, and he smuggled in a camera. And he took 8,000 photographs on the front lines and developed the film in his helmet at night. And he came home. His photographs have won Pulitzer Prize. I mean, every award you can imagine. And he went on to become a world-famous fashion and celebrity photographer as well.
Okay.
Last year, HBO produced this documentary about his wartime photography and his experiences, and it's called Under Fire. So we're screening that film, and he's going to be there. The director and the producer will be there. And then after that film, everyone from Under Fire and Supergirl and anyone else in the community who's around is invited to come to the Art Center for the opening reception for an exhibit of his photographs.
Okay, so he's going to be there. Okay.
So he's going to be there. You'll get to see his photographs. And it's just a really great afternoon of reaching people of all different ages with film, with history, with art. And it's so we're really excited to be launching the film festival in that way.
It's amazing. It really is. I mean,
it also gets these kids away from the video games.
Absolutely.
Which is, to me, very, very important.
We find in general, no matter what age you are, people get addicted to their devices. And they get used to watching things on their phones, on their TVs, on their iPads, whether it's a movie, a TV show, a video off of YouTube. And that's fine. But what happens is people forget how great an experience it is to interact with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the most wonderful things about the film festival, and we found it from day one, is that people love coming to the movies and talking to people about what they just saw. And you might not do that. If you go to the Saturday night to your multiplex, you're not turning to a stranger next to you and saying, what'd you think of the movie? But at the film festival, people do that. And they do it when we have Q&As with filmmakers, and they do it when we don't. We have people who hang around in the lobbies. They talk to our volunteers. They talk to each other, people they've never met before. And they say, "What?" It's a really fantastic experience. If you've never been to the festival, I really encourage people to come. There really is something for everyone. You get to meet filmmakers. You get to meet other people who are interested in film, interested in history, interested in science. We have two films about science this year. One is about Hedy Lamarr. And you might, you know, if you know who Hedy Lamarr is, you might go, why are you talking about science? But Hedy Lamarr, most beautiful woman in the world, Hollywood starlet, happen to also be... Oh, you got to cut me off.
No,
okay?
I thought we were going to get to it, but we're not.
Sorry.
You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We're going to be right back with Hedy Lamarr talking.
Yes.